I think the Nintendo DS is in trouble. I had a bunch of friends over last night, and they brought one of their kids with them. And they brought their Nintendo DS, and they were having some fun. I introduced them to a couple of games on the iPod, sorry, on my iPhone, and they pretty much put their Nintendo DS down for the entire night. It's interesting. Let's look at the math. You've got the games on the Nintendo DS are about $30 to $40. Games on the iPod Touch or iPhone are about $1.99 to $4. There's some that are $10, but, you know, they're not really the norm. And you download them, and you're good to go. There's even free ones. Now, these are what you'd call the casual game, which is, you know, something fairly simple that you get in a second and you can play. Now, for a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kid, that is brilliant. I showed them the one where you draw your finger and you do the racing. I also showed them Pocket God. My God, they played for hours just grabbing little people and swirling them around. Now, unless Nintendo think up something pretty different, I'm almost talking a paradigm shift, they're in trouble. Well, that's my opinion anyway. Okay, speaking of games, I also think that the CD stores are in trouble. Now, I know this is stating the absolute obvious, but I really want to promote Steam as a way to provide and get games. Now, to the people listening to this that are running Steam, they're probably saying to themselves now, duh. But another math. I wanted to get Empire at Total War. Went into EB Games, it was $99 for the DVD and the box set. Now, I went on to Steam, it was $49 US, which is about $57 Australian. Now, it doesn't stop there, you can download this. So you kick it off, it downloads in about 40-45 minutes, depending on your internet speeds, it's done and it's downloaded. But if you ever go to a friend's house, or you lose, you know, your machine's wiped for whatever reason, you can just download it again. They even give you a tool to do a local backup of the game. So you put it onto a USB stick or a, you know, USB drive, and you install it again at no charge. It binds to your account, true. But Steam was unbelievable. I had a geek night a couple of weeks ago where we played Left 4 Dead. I bought the 4-pack, and so I've got 4 sign-ons, and people came in, they sat down. I told them which account to log on, and they, you know, we just copied it across from the network, and we're good to go. We were killing zombies inside half an hour. Anyone that's done a geek night knows you don't get started in half an hour. Usually it's around 11 p.m. when you're looking around going, Jesus Christ, I just wish you could get this game installed and get it going. So yeah, half an hour was an interesting result. Okay, a couple of sites this week. One I want you to check out. It's called Smashing Magazine. It's primarily for designers and whatnot, but there's some really cool stuff, icons, wallpapers, and, you know, site examples. Give that a go. And as a shameless plug, my own site called somethingwentclick.com. That's www.somethingwentclick.com. Check it out and let me know what you think. All right, I'm going to get back to my cup of coffee. So I will talk to you soon on the Audio Booze.